Hello, and thank you for your interest in our poster, Comparing the Real-World Effects of Once-Weekly GLP-1 Receptor Agonists and DPP-4 Inhibitors on Ischemic Stroke and Myocardial Infarction in Individuals with Type 2 Diabetes and ASCVD. My name is Larisa Idzigarova, and I am pleased to present this poster on behalf of my fellow authors. In clinical practice, people with type 2 diabetes are commonly treated with glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists or dipeptidyl-peptidase-4 inhibitors. In comparison with DPP-4 inhibitors, GLP-1 receptor agonists are associated with improved glycemic control and greater weight loss. Further, clinical trials have demonstrated that GLP-1 receptor agonists are associated with cardiovascular benefits, while DPP-4 inhibitors are not. However, there is a limited real-world evidence comparing the effects of these two drug classes on cardiovascular event risk in individuals with type 2 diabetes and ASCVD. Therefore, our study aimed to compare the occurrence of ischemic stroke and myocardial infarction in patients using either once-weekly GLP-1 receptor agonists or DPP-4 inhibitors. This study was a retrospective cohort study using data collected from the Optum Clinformatics data mart between 2017 and 2021. The index date was defined as the prescription date of the index drug. The baseline period was 1 year prior to the index date, and the follow-up period was at least 3 months. Ischemic stroke and MI events were defined using ICD-10 CM codes, and two-point MACE was defined as a composite of ischemic stroke and MI. Inverse probability of treatment weighting was used to balance baseline characteristics and reduce the observed selection bias between the two groups. Following weighting, the study included over 25,000 once-weekly GLP-1 receptor agonist users and nearly 40,000 DPP-4 inhibitor users. There were no significant differences in baseline characteristics between the two groups after weighting. Overall incidence rates for stroke, MI, and two-point MACE were lower in the once-weekly GLP-1 receptor agonist group comparing with the DPP-4 inhibitor group. Compared with DPP-4, once-weekly GLP-1 receptor agonists were associated with 26% lower risk of ischemic stroke, a 22% lower risk of MI, and a 24% lower risk of two-point MACE. These results demonstrate that once-weekly GLP-1 receptor agonists are more effective than DPP-4s in reducing the risk of ischemic stroke and MI in adults with type 2 diabetes and ASCVD. Overall, the hazard ratios for stroke and MI in the present study were lower than those reported in a recent meta-analysis of cardiovascular outcome trials. The real-world evidence generated in this study complements existing clinical trial results and demonstrates the importance of one-weekly GLP-1 receptor agonists in the treatment of patients with type 2 diabetes and ASCVD. Thank you for your time and attention.